Sauna and the Drug Peddlers, page 99. Do you remember this story from Unit 5? Sauna is talking to his friend Ali Mai Tebour about the drug problem in their town. The story continues here. "Well, I can start by being a sort of anti-drug spy in the primary school," said Sauna. "Now that I've got to go there because my uncle is worried about the drug problem, I am in a good position to keep my eyes open. I'm sure you will find evidence if you keep your eyes open here at the market. You, because you are here every day and will soon spot people behaving oddly. Me, because now I know the peddler's password, I can try and use it from time to time to see if I can catch a peddler myself." "Well, be careful," said Ali. "That man who approached me was not a pleasant person at all. There is a good deal of money tied up in the drug market, and there must be some people who are doing very well indeed out of the trade. They would not be happy to find an amateur detective called Sauna outing his nose into their business. They might not be too pleased at all, and they would certainly react very violently if they found you trying to catch them out." Sauna looked faintly worried. "All right, Ali, you know me. I will take care and listen to your advice." "Yes, I do know you, and that is why I am worried," said Ali Mai Tebour with a grin. "I know you only too well, Sauna, and I also know that if you can get into trouble, then you will do so." "I know one thing," said Sauna.
"What's that?"
"I am beginning to feel that school may not be so bad after all." The next day, Sauna is outside the headmaster's office at school. Sauna flattened himself against the wall. This conversation was getting really interesting.
"Tell me more, Sergeant, tell me more," said the headmaster.
"Well, we have been on the alert for some time now against drugs. We have found a new drug here in Delenghi, which is why I have come to warn you, headmaster. If any boy acts out of character, then be vigilant, be alerted. Think for a moment. Has any boy acted in a strange way lately?"
"No," said the headmaster. "No, I cannot say that.
Wait a minute. I did have a case this afternoon, just before you arrived. A boy called Sauna."
"Sauna?" roared the sergeant. "Is he at your school? I thought he never went near a school. I thought his uncle did not believe in schooling."
"His uncle does not believe in schooling, but he has sent Sauna here to keep him out of mischief."
"Well, you watch him very carefully," said the sergeant sternly.
I will," said the headmaster. "But before you go, you said you caught someone selling these drugs in the market yesterday."
"Yes, that's right."
"May I ask you who it was that you caught?"
"Oh, a local trader, a person I would never have expected. In fact, he always seemed to be a very good citizen, really quite..."
"Yes, yes, I am sure," said the headmaster impatiently. "I am sure he was, but who is he? What is his name?"
"Oh, his name? Well, he goes under the name of Ali Mai Tebour."